We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, rugby fans, and welcome to episode 176 of the DNVR Rugby Podcast. I was going to see how long it took me when I started the show to finally mess up what number episode I was on. It took me 175 episodes, if you're keeping track. I really botched it last episode, but my name is Colton Strickland. I'm your host. Got a good show for everybody today. Some good interviews coming up here with American Raptors head coach Sarah Shabbat and rugby coordinator Scott Neese. Our weekly check-in with Scott as he manages the road. We're going to ahead and start the show the same way we do every week. That's by jumping into the breakdown. Breakdown is brought to you by O'Neill's. O'Neill's is the official sportswear supplier to the biggest teams in world rugby, Infinity Park, and the American Raptors. Shop apparel now at O'Neill's.com. That's O-N-E-I-L-L-S.com. So got a super short breakdown for everyone today. I don't have a ton of information. Don't really have a lot to talk about. So I'll let Sarah Shabbat, Scott Neese fill you in on what's been going on with the team over the last week. They got in Santiago late Sunday night, early Monday morning, and they'll get their Super Rugby Americas campaign started on Saturday with a match against Selknam. Unfortunately, this will not be broadcast in the United States, as far as I know. I'm going to watch via VPN on ESPN Plus, set my location to Chile, and I've heard rumblings about a possible solution for people in the United States to start watching next week, and I'll let you know when I hear, you know, more about that and if something changes leading up to this weekend's match. So it's a bummer, I know, but I'm figuring my way around it, and that's all I could really say about it. So let's go ahead and move into All the Rugby You Could Watch This Weekend. All the Rugby You Could Watch This Weekend is brought to you by Wintergreen. Wintergreen loves rugby and wants to support USA Rugby's mission of uniting an inclusive, passionate rugby community to grow the sport of rugby in America. Wintergreen gels, cream sprays, and soaks are made with wintergreen oils, other therapeutic natural oils that help to soothe and support sore muscles and joints to keep you at your best. Visit wintergreensport.com to purchase products you need to help you prepare to win. So like I just said, American Raptors versus Selknam on Saturday at 2 p.m. Mountain Time, 6 p.m. in Chile. I'm going to watch on a VPN on ESPN Plus, set my location to Chile. Major League Rugby gets rolling this weekend, full slate. Toronto Arrows versus Rugby ATL on Friday at 5 p.m. That's on the Rugby Network. New England Free Jacks at NOLA Gold on Friday at 6 p.m. That one's also on the Rugby Network. Chicago Hounds at Old Glory DC on Saturday at noon. That one is also on the Rugby Network. Utah Warriors at San Diego Legion on Saturday at 5 p.m. on, you guessed it, nope, you'd be wrong, it's on Fox Sports 2. New York Ironworkers versus at Seattle Seawolves on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. That one is on Fox Sports 1. And then last but certainly not least, we got the Houston Sabercats at the Dallas Jackals. Dallas still looking for their first ever MLR win. That's on Sunday at 6:05 p.m. And that one was also on the Rugby Network. Premiership Rugby got rolling all weekend on Peacock. Rugby Europe Championships all weekend on Flow Rugby. URC's going all weekend on Flow Rugby. We've got the Allianz Premier 15s. You can catch some of that on premier15s.com. And then Top 14, that's also on Flow Rugby. So that should about do it. I think I covered everything. If I did, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to exclude you. Let's go ahead and jump into the interview portion of the show. Got interviews with American Raptors head coach Sarah Shabbat and rugby coordinator Scott Neese. They're both brought to you by Guard Lab. Join the mouthguard revolution with American-made mouthguards that perform, protect, and recover. For more information, visit guardlab.com. So I really enjoyed these chats with Scott and Sarah Shabbat. It was shorter than I want. It's my fault because I messed up the times. This time change is really messing with me. I got in touch with Shabbat an hour later than I was supposed to, which was 100% my fault. So I'm really happy and thankful that she decided to do the interview still. It was getting late there in Chile. So I enjoyed talking with her very briefly about, you know, this upcoming match and how things have been going. And then, of course, we're doing our weekly check-in with the road dog, Scott Neese. Just hearing about the life on the road and how things have been going in that aspect. And I hope you enjoyed both these interviews with American Raptors rugby coordinator Scott Neese and head coach Sarah Shabbat. All right, pleased to be joined by American Raptors head coach Sarah Shabbat. Sarah, how's it going?
Oh, it's pretty great. You know, we had a grinder of a travel to get here, and Tuesday we really put the screws to it, and it's hot down here, but man, is it beautiful.
Yeah.
And the team's pretty in good spirits, so it's about all you can ask for.
That's awesome. I know, I've been seeing the pictures. I saw a bunch of guys at like an observation deck in a big building today. It looks really nice, and like you said, it looks beautiful. So I know you just talked a little bit about the travel. How are things going? Like, what's kind of the general vibe around the team as we, you know, move into the opening round of this competition?
Everybody's actually in really good spirits. You know, we had talked about it a little bit, we had some tough travel, and we punched in a pretty good day to try to acclimate to the heat.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm keep getting weather reports back home and it's like 17 and snow. And
yeah, it's brutal today. I'm jealous.
the team's in pretty good spirits. We knew Tuesday was going to be a hard day, just being adjusting to the new time, a couple of short nights and, but no, everybody's in good spirits here.
That's awesome. How hot is it there?
It was real hot. It was probably 90 plus.
Oh.
And beating sun.
Yeah. And what was it like in Florida? Because that's got to be a big jump because it wasn't warm when you guys left.
No, like Florida was probably like low 60s, okay. 50s.
So you get like 30 degrees warmer everywhere you go.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's tough. So I know, Bob, I wanted to ask you a little bit. I know it was like two pretty short opportunities to see the team play, but you had two runs against Rugby ATL and Chicago Hounds. Obviously, you got to be pleased with the scoreline, but what did you like that you saw in those matches?
I think the biggest thing that I liked is we were able to take the lessons and identify a couple things that we needed to address. And, you know, we were able to address it, and the boys really came through in those focus areas. And obviously it got us a different result. Mm-hmm. It was nice to see the boys play with a bit more freedom.
Yeah.
You know, Seattle was the first hit out. It was a great environment up there. Can't thank them enough for having us, but the boys just seemed a lot more relaxed and seemed to enjoy their rugby a bit more and played a bit more freely.
That's good. And I know it's been a long time, especially around these parts, that the Raptors have been in an organized competition. They've been in a league. How excited are you to just get this thing rolling? There's been a lot of build up. You're actually down there now. It's right around the corner. How excited are you to get going?
Oh, really excited. And it's kind of interesting that you bring that up, because I was looking out at the group and I was looking at a couple of guys that have been with the program since their jump.
Yeah.
You know, Muti and Mikey and Samu and those sort of guys. And I just kind of looked out and I was like, this is the first time in this program's history as the American Raptors that we've even been on a table. And to be on a table is such a tremendous league. you know, with the quality of opponents that we'll see is everything we've been chasing. So it is.
That's awesome.
Hey, Colby.
Hey, is that Travis?
Yeah.
Hello, Travis.
I was like, I hope this isn't live.
No, it's not. I can, but we leave it in. We can leave Travis in the show. That's good. We the people right. like
well,
Travis.
I mean, hey, if you guys, because Bot and I are getting ready to start episode 3 of Yellowstone, which I have not seen. So, you know, if you guys can make sure you don't go too long.
Yeah, no, we'll wrap it up quickly, Travis. I don't want to keep you.
Yeah, we got pressy things happening here in Chile.
a taste of home, kind of. I know it's Wyoming, right? But or Montana, whatever it is. But... All right, I got a couple more, Bot. Then I'll let you go, and you can watch Yellowstone with Travis. perfect. And what should people expect from Selknam this weekend? I know you've had the chance to study him a little bit. A lot of it's new to people up here in the States as to what to expect out of the team you're facing this weekend.
I mean, what you can expect is basically from what we're seeing on paper is basically their national team with a couple of adjustments. They play a very detailed, methodical game in which they play really heavy to their strengths. You know, they like to play in the right area of their fields, force you to make mistakes in bad areas of the field for us, and then they back that up with a tremendous set piece. So our goal is to apply some pressure to their set piece time and make sure that we're playing in the areas we want to play in.
Beautiful. And your favorite part about Chile so far, Bot, and then I'll let you go watch Yellowstone, Travis.
Man, I don't know. My morning view is pretty great.
Yeah.
Obviously, the people are wonderful. I'm getting good. I have mañana down.
Perfect.
And I get fed like really good beef 2 meals a day.
That sounds like heaven.
It is.
All right, Bot. That's all the questions I have for you. Thank you so much. Looking forward to watching you play this weekend, and I'll catch up with you when you get back. So I'll let you go watch Yellowstone. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks, Colton. We're all excited. We're super excited for the opportunity.
All right. Back round 2 with the Road Dogs, Scott Neese, American Raptors rugby coordinator. Scott, how's it going?
Doing good, Colton. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, how was you're officially a weekend, so congrats, you made it, you survived. How are things going so far?
Yeah, pretty crazy to think we're about a fifth of the way done with the tour. Lots already behind us, and so much more is still to come, so pretty cool. But yeah, things are going good. Had a pretty intense couple days of training to get the boys over some jet lag and 2 pretty gnarly travel days, and honestly, we asked quite a bit of them, and they delivered and then some. So the attitude's good, the effort's good, the intensity's good, and it's just a great environment to be a part of right now.
That's awesome. It looks like you guys had an off day. I saw a lot of photos and stuff from some sort of observation deck. That looked cool. What are you liking most about Santiago?
Oh, it's just a beautiful, beautiful city, beautiful country. The people are incredible. I mean, we have a couple team liaisons that the Chilean Rugby Federation put us in touch with, and they have just been absolute lifesavers. Like a shout out to Gonzo and Alejandro. They have been just probably 2 of my best friends since I've been here, really helping us with anything we possibly need. City of Santiago is absolutely stunning. Our training grounds are just some of the most gorgeous rugby fields I've ever seen. I would sell an arm and a leg to train there myself.
Yeah,
it looks
sweet.
So it's really cool to see. Sorry, say that again.
It looks awesome.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
Just beautiful.
Perfect, Scott. How excited are you for round 1 this weekend? I'm sure everyone's antsy, ready to start playing some meaningful matches. I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah, absolutely. People have been buzzing. I mean, this whole Super Rugby of the Americas, the American Raptors, it's all this stuff is finally coming to a T, right? Like it's all been in the works for, call it 2 years, maybe more, maybe less. But I mean, the energy around the team is incredible. Just knowing that now they're competing for a table. It's their first table match. And as long as I've been a part of this competition and into a league, things ramp up and it's all finally kicking off. So yeah, incredibly excited to see all the effort that they've put in come out onto the field.
I know, I'm pumped, man. It's been a long time coming, and I'm ready to see it happen. So What's the next leg of travel look like for you? So can you kind of take us through like the next couple of days after the match on Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. So play the match on Saturday, 6 p.m. Santiago. And then Sunday we will have a kind of afternoon flight to Montevideo in Uruguay. And so we'll be there through the week. Got a game on Friday, next Friday, so kind of a short week. And then on our way to Buenos Aires, Argentina. So pretty cool couple of countries. I know all the boys that were on the Uruguay trip back in November of 2021, I believe, are really excited to get back there. I mean, yeah. Everybody has very fond memories of that tour, myself included. So it'll be cool to, even though we're in a bunch of new countries, new environments, go back to something that's a little bit familiar and see a couple familiar faces. The Uruguayan Union and their facilities are incredible as well. So just so it's very, this trip is very much, is very interesting because we're always looking forward. Yeah. So kind of continuously try to remind myself to be as present as I can, because I mean, this is a once in a lifetime tour and all the stuff we're doing should never be taken for granted. And I mean, I think about that, I know the boys think about that. And so it's just, it's cool to take each week day by day and kind of go from there. But yeah, that's what the next two legs look like.
That's a good way to look at it. That's good to be, you know, of that mindset, Scott. How long is that flight from Chile to Uruguay?
Oh, pretty short. I want to say like 2.5 hours. So, okay.
So that's super
a very welcome change from our insanity that was way down to Chile.
Yeah, because even flying to Florida, that's not necessarily like an easy flight. That's kind of long. So that'll be good,
well, especially when you break it up through Atlanta.
Yeah, fly to Florida, then to Atlanta, whatever you did. That's you're right. How many places have these places you been to before, Scott? Is this all pretty new territory for you?
Yeah, I really have not spent any time in America aside from the time I've spent there with the Raptors. So I mean, as much as I mean, this is a wholly professional environment. We've come here with a job to do. I also am a huge advocate for traveling, and so on that side of things, it's incredible for me personally as well, just to check out a couple of new countries and ones that I've never gotten a chance to come around to. So like I said, I cannot say enough good things about Chile. I'd love to come back here again in the future and really be able to kind of fully experience the culture and what the country has to offer, because I've just had nothing but a good time so far.
Hey man, that's cool. How many countries have you been to? I feel like you've been to a lot of countries.
I was fortunate enough to grow up overseas, so that helped me a little bit. But I want to say I'm at 20.
Oh, geez.
High 20s, around there, high 20s.
Okay, how many states then? Do you know? Like the
same? Oh, yeah, way less states.
Oh, less actually, states, interesting.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I think I want to say like maybe under 20 states.
Okay.
I have a list somewhere, so I can pull it up in a second.
Yeah.
But give you, here we go.
Okay.
I've been to 27 state or 27 countries and 19 states.
Oh well, look at you, man. That's doing some Ooh. Putting some miles on you. That's good.
28 because adding Chile to that list right now.
There you go. That's cool, Scott. Thank you for checking in, man. Hopefully you're doing well. You're staying sane and keep on keeping on. I'm looking forward to catching up with you next week.
I appreciate it, Colton.
Brendan Shea told me to say a road dog has no home, so I'm letting you know that.
That is fantastic. Please tell him a huge hello.
Yeah.
I love BJ, so that is very, very welcome. Falls on very welcome ears.
Yeah, a road dog has no home. Thanks, Scott. I'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Colton.
All right, hopefully everyone enjoyed those interviews with American Raptors head coach Sarah Shabbat and American Raptors rugby coordinator Scott Neese, the road dog. I know I certainly enjoyed talking to them. Looking forward to catching up with Scott the rest of the way. We've got about 3 weeks left, which is crazy. It feels like, you know, I know they just left last week, but it is going by pretty fast. So looking forward to catching up with him throughout the time on the road and try to get a player on next week. Let's go ahead and jump into the required reading portion of the show now. It's brought to you by Gilbert Rugby. Gilbert's the official rugby equipment supplier of the American Raptors. Visit worldrugbyshop.com to grab all of your Gilbert Rugby gear. So this was an interesting piece I saw floating around yesterday. This one is entitled, Wales Rugby, Why Are Players Threatening to Go on Strike Ahead of England Game? So it sounds like what the Wales players are not super pumped about their contracts, and the Welsh Rugby Union's trying to prevent it from going on a strike. But they had they staged a walkout at this big sponsor dinner two nights ago, I think, maybe. And it's been interesting to read about that. So this one's in Sky Sports. I'll link it in the article that houses this podcast, as well as the description of this podcast. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about it, I encourage that you check that out. It's nice and easy. Just scroll down and click it. And let me know what you think. Let's go ahead and move into the Stat of the Week now. Stat of the Week is presented by Catapult. Catapult is committed to making performance technology available to athletes at all levels, whether it's the biggest teams and organizations in world sport or amateur rugby players. Catapult helps monitor performance like the pros. For more information, visit catapultsports.com. So since the Raptors are in Chile, I took it upon myself, since this is really the last week we won't have rugby stats to talk about, to fill you in on some fun facts about Chile as a country. And we can maybe keep this rolling as they go to different South American countries next week and beyond. But this is where we're starting with. So here's some interesting things I found out about Chile. It's the second longest country in the world. So it's from north to south, 2,689.916 miles from the northernmost part to the southernmost part of the country. Chile has around 2,900 volcanoes. There's something called the Ring of Fire that I learned about today, about all these different volcanoes. It is the sixth largest producer of wine in the world, which isn't that impressive, but it's kind of impressive. That's something, you know, top 10 and something. And it is home to the tallest skyscraper in South America at 62 stories tall. And if you follow any of the Raptors on social media, you know that they went and visited that yesterday. Looked cool. The view looked amazing. So that's a couple of interesting facts about Chile. You can take that to your next trivia competition. If you win, send me a percentage of the winnings or some beers or something like that. Happy to help out however I can. Let's go ahead and close the show with the Loop. Loop's presented by First Bank. First Bank is the official banking partner of Infinity Park. They believe in banking for good, doing their best to do right by their customers, communities, and employees. Banking for good, member FDIC. Just follow along on Twitter at @DNVR_rugby. Still on that quest for 1,000. We're chipping away very slowly. And you can follow along at Colton Strickler if you're interested. Looking forward to getting more written pieces out. It's been a lot harder than I thought. Just in terms of coverage and stuff, but I'm planning on doing some stuff after the match this weekend. Looking forward to getting some more stuff out. So I appreciate you for following along. If you do, appreciate you for listening to the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you have a great week. Enjoy all the rugby this weekend. This is really like the first big rugby weekend back in full swing for us here in the United States. So enjoy it. Enjoy all the matches. Look forward to catching up with you next Friday.